Welcome to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mac Warren, along with Emily Smith. If you are new to this podcast, we'll be interviewing faculty, staff, and students to learn more about LLCC programs and opportunities and to meet the fantastic people of Lincoln Land Community College. All right, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mac, here with Emily again. Today, we are super, super excited to be joined by Julie Clevenger, who is the Executive Director of the Center for Academic Success at Lincoln Land Community College. Welcome to the podcast, Julie.
Thank you, Mac. I'm so glad to be here today.
Tell us about your background and what brought you to Lincoln Land Community College.
Sure. Well, I started out my career as a high school English and Spanish teacher, did that for a few years. And then when my husband and I got married and moved to Springfield, and I saw an ad that Lincoln Land Community College was looking for a study skills specialist in the Center for Academic Success. At that time, it was known as the Learning Lab, but they were looking for a study skills specialist. And one of my favorite classes that I had taught at the high school level was a college success skills class. So I was very familiar with helping high school juniors and seniors learn proper college level study skills to get them ready for that transition. So that's what really interested me in that position that was available at Lincoln Land. So I applied for the job, I was hired, and I did that for many years. And then from there was promoted up to the assistant director of the center and then eventually the executive director of the center. And that's been 22 years ago. And I haven't looked back. I still love it. Still really love working with students of all ages to help them improve those study skills.
So some students might not be as familiar with this part of the college. So can you tell us the different services available?
In the Center for Academic Success, we are a one-stop shop for academic support. So we try to provide an array of services to help students be successful in their classes. We have a math center, we have a writing center, we have peer tutoring available for students, we host study groups. We also have our accessibility services office located in the Center for Academic Success so that we can get those students receiving accommodations directly connected with academic support as well.
So you've mentioned accessibility services. What are the different types of services and accommodations available to individuals who have documented, or I would imagine even some students have undocumented disabilities?
Absolutely. And our accessibility services coordinator really tries to individualize accommodations depending on each student's individual needs. An example of some things that our coordinator can put into place for students is we hire sign language interpreters for our hearing impaired students. We have a lot of technology available here on campus to assist our visually impaired students. We also provide note takers for students who need some assistance with their note-taking in class. And we've also hired what we call peer assistants. And those are fellow students who will go into the class kind of like on a buddy system with our students and assist them, particularly in labs where a student might have a need to really buddy up with another student there. So those are just examples of some of the things that accessibility services can put into place for students. But like I said, we really try to keep that on an individual basis because we know that every student's needs are very, very different.
All right. So is it safe to say that if you are a current student needing additional help in a subject area, or you're just wanting to strengthen your academics or your study habits, that the Center for Academic Success can help you with all of that?
Absolutely. And again, we have students that have such diverse needs, and we sit down and work with those students one-on-one to determine what those needs are and how we can best assist with that. We have many students who are straight-A students. They do very, very well in their courses, but they're really concerned that they might not be able to continue to hold that grade level that they're really striving for. So they'll come and see us just to get some additional tips and strategies on how to maintain that academic level that they really, really want to achieve. We have other students who have more significant struggles academically. And so those students will come to us looking for strategies on how they can really improve that academic level and improve that grade, boost it up higher to a level that they're wanting to achieve. So we can provide all of that for students. We have academic success professionals who have many, many years of experience teaching, and they're experts in the learning process. So that's what they do, is work with those students on those specific skills to help them improve those grades and that performance in the classroom. Of course, we have peer tutoring. Those are fellow students who have been trained to tutor both face-to-face and online. That was something we put into place just this spring when COVID-19 exploded. All of our tutors were trained to move to an online format. So now they can do both. We can do face-to-face and online. And they can sit down with students. They've had the class. They earned an A in the class. They come highly recommended by their instructors. And they know exactly what that instructor is expecting in that class. So we can pair a student up with a tutor to get that extra assistance. Our study groups is the same idea. This is a leader who has already had the class, earned an A, is highly recommended by that instructor. We hire and train them to lead a study group so they can meet with students as a larger group and assist them with that course. Again, still dealing with COVID-19 issues, we're doing all of this online so that we can have a safe environment for our student and for our staff. But we can get that set up for students as well. The Math Center, same idea. Individual or small group assistance, and that's math faculty who are hired to work in our math center. Again, we're doing it virtually. We're keeping as many of these services virtual as we possibly can to keep everyone safe. But a student who would like some assistance with math, get in touch with us. We can get you connected with those instructors who will work with you. Writing center, same thing. They're working virtually, but they will work one-on-one and in small groups with students on any writing assignment. And that's something I really want to make clear to our students. The Writing Center is not just for students enrolled in an English class. You could have a writing assignment for a psychology class, a sociology class, a business plan. It could be anything that's a writing assignment. And the Writing Center faculty are happy to help with that. And again, we can get you connected with those services. Workshops and seminars we offer throughout the semester as well. So that's just a variety of things that we have available right now. Again, I mentioned accessibility services. If any students have not yet registered for their accommodations for their classes, they need to please do so as soon as possible so that our coordinator can start getting those services into place to help them be successful. But we are here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, to assist students, and we can get them connected with those services to help them be successful.
Julie, is there a cost to a student that would use any of these services?
There is no cost. A student who is enrolled in any Lincoln Land class is eligible for free services through the Center for Academic Success.
Wow, that's awesome. And there's so many different resources, and it's worth mentioning too, with the Writing Center, if you're going to transfer to another college after Lincoln Land, going to the Writing Center here would also prepare you to write the papers that you might be writing at the next level at a four-year university after Lincoln Land. I know, like you mentioned, you might be writing a paper for a psychology or a sociology class. I had to write a 10-page paper for a math class one time. So you can literally write a paper for any class, and going to the Writing Center would be super helpful for that.
Absolutely. There's such a wide variety of writing that our students are asked to do in their courses, and the faculty in the Writing Center are prepared for that. They've seen it all. They've assisted with it all. So if you have any questions at all about a writing assignment, please contact us, and we can help you get connected with them. They're just a really, really great resource, as you said, Emily, for beyond Lincoln Land as well. They will really help prepare students for writing assignment expectations at that four-year university as well.
All right, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Julie to continue our conversation. Who can you become at Lincoln Land Community College? A lifesaver, a communicator, a problem solver, a maker. You can become these and many more at Lincoln Land Community College. Stay close to home while still moving forward. Take the next step in who you were meant to be. Earn the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree or job-ready skills for a lot less money. Lincoln Land Community College, moving forward. Register now for spring classes.
And we are back with Julie from the Center for Academic Success. Very interesting information, very important information that you are sharing with us. One of my favorite questions to ask is, what are some of your favorite success stories working with students in the Center for Academic Success?
You know, there are so many. We literally see it all down here, Mac. We see students of such a wide variety of backgrounds, students who have a variety of goals and reasons for coming to Lincoln Land. But I think one of my favorite students that I worked with, and this was several years ago, I had a 75-year-old woman who was coming to Lincoln Land. Her husband had passed away a few years prior. Her children were grown and moved halfway across the country. And she decided at 75 years old that it was time for her to go back and get her college degree. And she and I worked pretty extensively in one of her classes, and she was such a delight. She was so nervous when she first started working with me, and she would apologize every time that she would sit down with me. We would have a session. She's like, "I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I just don't know if I'm getting this. I'm taking notes and I'm attending class. I'm listening, but I don't know if I'm getting this. Am I too old? Have I been out of school for too long?" And I said, "You absolutely are not too old. You are not. You will be just fine. You can do this. We're going to work on this. It's just retraining your brain. It's just a matter of getting your brain back into that school mode. You've been away from it for a while. It's a muscle. It's a muscle that has to be strengthened again. When you've been away for so long, you're going to do this. We're going to work together." And we worked together several times a week. She passed that course with an A. She was terrified on day one, and she passed that course with an A. That wasn't because of me. That was 100% because of her. She wanted it. She was very passionate about getting this degree. She worked hard, and she really put the time and the effort into it. And like I said, she was a delight to work with at each of our sessions because she was so passionate about school and so passionate about wanting to be successful. She made my job easy. All I had to do was just present her with the study strategies and suggestions and say, "Well, what if you tried this? What about this? I think this might work for you." And she was the one who really latched on to that information and made it work for her. And it really was emotional for me when she completed that degree and I was able to see her walk across that stage at graduation and get that degree. She was so happy. And her children even came and watched her take part in the commencement ceremony. And it was just really, really a big day for her. And again, she thought, because I'm 75 years old, maybe I don't belong here. Maybe I can't do this. And she proved to herself that that was not correct, that she absolutely could do this. So that, I think, is probably one of my favorite students that I've ever worked with in my 22 years.
That is such a cute story. I love that so much. So what are the most exciting or rewarding parts for you and your staff while working with students in the Center for Academic Success?
I think seeing them complete that goal is what keeps us coming every day. We'll have students that maybe are struggling. They're really worried that they're not going to be able to do it. Maybe college isn't for me. Did I make the right decision coming here? And then we sit down and talk with them and we work through that anxiety. We try to help them with those fears. And we try to show them that if you can put in the time and the effort and the dedication and you want this, you absolutely can do this. And the reward for us is when that student comes back after taking that test that they were so worried about and saying to us, "I got an A," or "I got a B," or whatever grade they were shooting for, "I did it." or they'll come back at the end of the semester and I got that grade that I wanted in that class. Or, you know, 2 years down the road, I'm finished. I've completed all of my classes. I'm ready to participate in commencement. I'm ready to get that degree. That is why we are here every day. That is what makes it all so worth it for us. All the struggles. Sometimes there are tears. We have students who will get teary in the middle of a session when they're really frustrated and feel that they can't do it. But putting that hard work in and seeing that result after the test, at the end of the semester, at the end of the 2 years, that's why we're here. That's why we love doing what we do. We're all teachers and we love doing this job. And seeing that at the end of the day is why we're here. We love it. That's the reward for us.
Slightly off topic question. Have there ever been students who utilized the Center for Academic Success for some study skills help or to study for a writing assignment, and then later actually were able to come back and be one of the peer tutors?
Absolutely. Our peer tutor coordinator, Jamie McCoy, has started tinkering a little bit with a program that she calls peer-to-peer. And essentially, the way that that program works is she'll identify a student who maybe came and utilized tutoring services themselves quite a bit throughout a semester. And she'll interview that student. She'll talk with them about their tutoring experience. How did it help them? What did they learn from it? And then she'll identify within those students the potential for one of them to become a peer tutor themselves. So that's something new that she's working on. Is we think it's very important to be a good peer tutor. You need to know what it's like on the other side. You need to know what it's like as the student receiving that tutoring help. So she has started that program where she has identified several students who have used peer tutoring services themselves, and then she has now trained them to become peer tutors and to work as peer tutors. We're finding that to be very, very successful. They're very passionate when they become a peer tutor because they fully understand what it was like sitting on the other side of that table receiving that assistance. And that's something that we're really excited to see. So Jamie's been doing more research on that and building up that program a little bit more. We've been teaming with our TRIO program on that as well, working with some of the TRIO students to see if there's a pool there that we could pull from. Several of our TRIO students have been to tutoring. And so Jamie and that program and their staff have been working to see if we could pull some students from that office that might be interested in then becoming peer tutors. And that has been working very, very well. That connection has been going well. So we've been seeing a lot of success there.
What is a good resource for any individuals who would like to learn more about the Center for Academic Success, to contact a staff member, to learn more about some of these services?
Well, we have a website, www.llcc.edu/CAS. That will take you to our homepage. All of our services are on our website. They each have their own page devoted to them. So you can look specifically at the service that you're most interested in, or you can shop all of our services. You can call us at 217-786-2396. That's our main number. We have staff answering that number 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can also email us. Our email address is cas@llcc.edu. And again, we have staff monitoring our email all the time, and we can get back to you if you want to send us a question through email. I always like faculty referral. I always tell students, you know, if you have a question and you're not really sure about making the trip down to the lower level of the library, talk to your instructor. We work very closely with the faculty here at Lincoln Land. And if you're more comfortable talking to your instructor can refer you to services down here and get you connected that way as well. Obviously, your student success coach is another resource that you can go to. If you have a student success coach that you meet with frequently that you're comfortable talking to, you can ask them about our services and they'll refer you to us as well. So there are all kinds of places on campus where you can go talk to someone that you're comfortable with, or just come down to the lower level of the library. That's where we're located. We're friendly, and stop at our information desk, and our staff down here in the center will get you connected.
Julie, thank you so much for joining us today. Such important information that you've shared about the Center for Academic Success. I really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Mac and Emily. I really enjoyed being here today. This was a lot of fun. And we're certainly passionate about what we do. We want to help students. And we're here as a resource for faculty as well. So, you know, any faculty that have questions, how can I better assist my students in class? Certainly get a hold of us and we will be happy to talk with you on strategies that you can even use in the classroom to help your students, whether it's study skills or whatever. We're happy to work with you on that as well.
Here's the official next episode pitch. We'll be interviewing Dean Butzo, professor of geography at LLCC. We'll be asking Dean about careers in geography, weather spotters, and much, much more. So make sure to tune in.
Thanks for listening to the Lincoln Land Community College podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Public Relations and Marketing Office. See you soon.
Sorry, I was muted. Your audio went super crazy there for a second.
Okay, hold on.